Hepatitis A is a two-dose series. It is given at 12 to 18 months. IPV is given at 2 months, then 4 months, then 6 to 18 months, then 4 to 6 years. Adults older than 18 years who will spend at least 4 weeks in an endemic area should receive IPV 4 to 12 weeks before travel. HIB is given at 2 months, then 4 months, then 12 to 15 months. DETAP is given at 2 months, then 4 months, then 6 months, then 15 to 18 months, then 4 to 6 years. Limb swelling can occur with a 15 to 18 month TTAP dose. TDAP is given at 11 to 12 years old, or 15 years old. There is a booster every 10 years, or every 5 years if there is a dirty wound. Hepatitis B is given at birth, then 1 to 2 months, then 6 to 18 months. The series should be completed before travel to a high prevalence area. MC4 protects against serogroups A, CY, and W135. It is given for the meningitis belt in sub-Saharan Africa from December to June. 2 doses are needed before travel. School doses are at 11 to 12 years old and 16 years old and 16 years old. PCV13 or PCV15 or PCV20 is given at 2 months, then 4 months, then 6 months, then 12 to 15 months, and 4 to 6 years. Other MCV4 indications follow. HIV, given as a 2-dose series, 8 weeks apart. High-risk children from 9 months to 10 years who are a spinnaker. Complement deficiency. MR is given subcutaneously. It may be stored in the fridge or freezer. Varicella is given subcutaneously. It must be frozen. IPV and PSV23 may be given subcutaneously or intramuscularly. The following are given intramuscularly. DTaP, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, HPV Tdap, RSV. Do not give pertussis-containing vaccines in poorly controlled neurologic disease. Never restart a vaccine series regardless of interval for IPV catch-up. At older than 4 years, the interval from dose 1 to 2 is 4 weeks. Then from dose 2 to 3 is 6 months. Younger than 4 years, the interval from dose 1 to 2 is 4 weeks. From dose 2 to 3 is 4 weeks. The fourth dose is given after 6 months. The minimum age is 4 years. For varicella, if younger than 13 years, the interval from dose 1 to 2 is 3 months. At older than 13 years, the interval from dose 1 to 2 is 3 months, if the child has HIV. Rotavirus should only be started if the infant is younger than 15 weeks old. It should be finished by 8 months. It is not used with SCID or intussusception. The minimum interval between MR dose 1 and 2 is 4 weeks. The minimum interval for MRV is 3 months. The minimum interval between hepatitis A dose 1 and 2 is 6 months. Hepatitis A can be given younger than 12 months per travel. That dose does not count. For hepatitis B, the interval from dose 1 to 2 is 4 weeks. Dose 3 must be at least 8 weeks after dose 2. It must also be at least 16 weeks after dose 1. IPV intervals are 4 weeks from dose 1 to 2, then 6 months from dose 2 to 3. DTaP intervals are 4 weeks from dose 1 to 2, then 4 weeks from dose 2 to 3, then 6 months from dose 2 to, then 6 months from dose 3. The 4. For TDAP catch-up at 7 to 10 years with incomplete DTaP, give the second dose after 4 weeks. Give the third after 6 months if the child was never vaccinated with DTaP. If the first TDAP is given at 7 to 9 years, give a booster at 11 to 12 years. There is no booster in a 10-year-old who already got TDAP. Still give school TDAP even if T was given with a wound. For HIB, a child 15 to 59 months with no previous doses needs 1 dose total. No more doses if they already received one at older than 15 months. At older than 5 years with no doses are needed if the child is immunocompetent. Give 1 dose if aspenic or HIV. If the first dose was at 7 to 11 months, dose 2 is 4 weeks after the first. Dose 3 is 4 weeks after dose 2. Then give a 12 to 15 month booster at least 8 weeks after dose 2. If the first dose was a 12 to 14 months, give only dose 2, that is 8 weeks after the first. For PCV13, PCV15, or PCV20, children younger than 24 months need 4 doses. From 24 to 71 months, if they have received fewer than 3 doses, give PCV20. Then give the second dose 8 weeks later, if immunocompromised. If the first dose was at 7 to 11 months, dose 2 is 4 weeks after the first. The third dose is 8 weeks after the second. It is given at 12 to 15 months. If the first dose was at 12 to 23 months, dose 2 is 8 weeks after the first. For HPV, if younger than 15 years, give 2 doses 6 to 12 months apart. If older than 15 years, give 2 doses 6 to 12 months apart. If older than 15 years, give 3 dose 3 is at 6 months after the first. For a minimum of 12 weeks after the second. For MCV4, if the first dose is at 13 to 15 years, give a booster at 16 to 18 years. If the first dose is at 16 years, no further doses are given. Hepatitis, immunoglobulin can be given younger than 6 months if the infant is traveling and the vaccine is delayed. Repeat it every 2 months for the duration of travel. RV1 is a 2-dose rotavirus series at 2 and 4 months. It contains latex. RV5 is a 3-dose series at 2, 4 and 6 months. It does not have latex. Do not repeat rotavirus even if the infant vomits. It is contraindicated in SCID and in tussisception. Precautions follow. Other immunodeficiency. Moderate to severe illness. Chronic eye illness. Spina bifida. Bladder estrophy. A varicella vaccine rash may be local or general. It occurs 5 to 26 days after vaccination. In sickle cell disease, extra pneumococcal vaccine is needed only if there was no PCV20 in the primary series. If the primary series was only PCV13 or PCV13 or PCV13 or PCV2020 at older than 2 years, if immunocompromised and PPSV23 was given at older than 2 years, they need PCV20 or another PSV23 5 years later. If immunocompromised and unvaccinated at 6 to 18 years, give one dose of PCV15 or PCV20 if PCV15, if PCV23, if PCV15 is used, give PSV23 8 weeks later. Then again, in 5 years, if TC, the normal meningococcal schedule is 11 to 12 years, then 16 years. High-risk MCV4 products include Menveo, which is MenACWYCRM. It is given at 2, 4, 6 and 12 months. If starting at 7 to 23 months, give 2 doses. Dose 2 is after 12 months of age. It is also at least 3 months after the first. If starting at older than 24 months, give 2 doses 8 weeks apart. Menquatfi, which is MenACWYT, is not used before 24 months. It is given as 2 doses 8 weeks apart. Menactra, which is MenACWYD, is given at 9 months. The second dose is 3 months later. It is not for children younger than 2 years with asplenia or HIV. If high risk and the primary series was given younger than 7 years, give a booster 3 years after the primary series. Repeat every 5 years. If high risk and the primary series was given at older than 7 years, boost every 5 years. MenB4C, which is Bexsero, is for high risk at older than 10 years. Either 2 doses 6 months apart, or 3 doses. There are 1 to 2 months between dose 1 and 2, and 6 months from dose 1 to 3. BFH Puman, BFPT, which is Trumenba, Pembrya is a pentavalent alternate to separate MCV4 and MenB series. It is for those older than 10 years at risk. It is 2 doses separated by 6 months. If MR and varicella or other live attenuated vaccines are given separately, they need 4 weeks between them. If MR and PD are given separately, they need 4 to 6 weeks. That is because MR lowers PD reactivity. There is no issue if they are given at the same time. Delay MR 1 month after a high-dose steroid course. Delay MR until TB treatment is initiated. After LAIV, avoid immunocompromised people for 7 days. Do not give LAIV, avoid immunocompromised people, for 7 days. Do not give LAIV if they live with you. Immunocompromised people should not change the diaper of a rotavirus-vaccinated baby for 4 weeks. LAIV is contraindicated in 2 to 5-year-olds with asthma or wheezing within 12 months. Also, daily salicylate therapy. Also, CSF leak or cochlear implant. Live vaccines are okay in HIV if CD4 is at least 15% for at least 6 months. Do not give the combined MRV vaccine. Give MR first at 12 months. Give the second 4 weeks later. Give varicella at 12 months. Give the second 3 months later. DTaP is contraindicated after encephalopathy within 1 week. Also after anaphylaxis. Precautions follow. GBS within 6 weeks. An evolving neurologic disorder. Moderate to severe illness. Reactions follow. Being unresponsive, temperature over 40.4 degrees Celsius. Brachioneuritis, limb swelling with the 4th or 5th dose. There is higher febrile seizure risk if DTaP is given with inactivated flu. Pedirix is DTaP, hepatitis B, and IPV. Pentasil is DTaP, Hib, and IPV. Vaxilis is DTaP, IPV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis B, and Hib. Those three are okay for DTaP doses 1 through 3. Kinrix is DTaP and IP. It is okay for the 5th D-date dose and the 4th IPV. If IVIG is given within 2 weeks of MR, the MR will need to be repeated in 11 months. Also, give the scheduled 4 to 6 year vaccine. If the child previously received a complete PCV7 series, they need 1 dose of PCV13. Use a rear-facing car seat until 2 years or the correct weight. Use a forward-facing seat until the correct weight and height for a booster. Use a booster until 4 feet 9 inches or 8 to 12 years old. Children should ride in the back seat until 13 years old. For vision screening, age plus the denominator should be 8 or less. For example, 20 over 40 vision is okay in a 4-year-old. That is because 4 plus 4 equals 8. Refer to a dentist if there are no primary teeth by 15 to 18 months. By the 7 plus 4 rule of tooth eruption, first teeth appear at 7 months, 4 teeth at 11 months, 8 teeth at 15 months, 12 teeth at 19 months, 16 teeth at 23 months, 20 teeth at 27 months. By about 3 years, there should be 20 primary teeth. A Burton line is a blue line on the gums with a blue or black teeth edge. It indicates lead poisoning at a level over 45. Other lead findings are hyperchromic microcytic anemia and metaphyseal densities. Those are lead lines. A blood pressure cuff that is too small gives an incorrectly high reading. The correct cuff is 2/3 the length of the upper arm. It wraps 3/4 of the circumference. Measure systolic blood pressure at carotid cough 1. Measure diastolic at carotid cough 5. Measure blood pressure in children younger than 3 years if there are risk factors. Needed NICU or umbilical lines or congenital heart disease or CKD. Repeat a lipid panel at 12 to 16 years if BMI is over 95%. Do this even if 9 to 11 year screening was normal. Preterm infants need 2 mg per kilogram of elemental iron per day. That is for the first 12 months of life. Term breastfed infants need 1 milligram per kilogram per day. Start at 4 months until foods are introduced. High mercury fish follow. King mackerel. Tilefish. Shark. Swordfish. Avoid them in breastfeeding. Albacore is okay. Limit to 6 ounces per week. Mineral oil supplements lower carotene and fat-soluble vitamin absorption. Carotenemia can be seen in breastfed infants, especially with a vegan mother, or from eating vegetable purees, beans, and leafy greens. It is not jaundice because it spares the sclera.